And good morning. Welcome to another broadcast of Sunshine USA. I want to say it's a delightful joy to have you listening to the podcast today. My name is Warren Landis, and like I say, I'm your host and Bible teacher here on Sunshine USA. And I've got a big announcement to make before we get into our Bible study today. I want to say that during the past few days, I have spent a lot of time in prayer and thought about how to more efficiently manage this Sunshine USA ministry that the Lord has given me. And what we're going to be doing is basically consolidating our ministry on Blog Talk Radio. And now the broadcast that we have produced so far for Spotify, for example, you can still listen to past broadcasts on Spotify. But after today, all new broadcasts will be on Blog Talk Radio. And all you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/bizradio, that's B-I-Z radio, and you can tune in to all of our new broadcasts on Sunshine USA. And of course, we've got quite a library of past programs on there as well. And I think this will be great because this will actually give us more time in order to preach the gospel and teach the Bible. And I'll only be needing to make one recording a day instead of two a day, which gets rather laborsome after a while. And so starting tomorrow, all of the new broadcasts of Sunshine USA will be at blogtalkradio.com/bizradio. That's B-I-Z radio. And that's pretty simple, and you could simply tune in. Well, today we're going to be in the third chapter of Paul's letter to the church at Thessalonica. And Paul's going to have some really neat stuff to say here to the church at Thessalonica. And I can hardly wait for us to get into it. But before we do, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Dear Lord, I just want you to keep your hands upon this ministry. Lord, I pray that you'll continue giving me the wisdom that I need to do the ministry that you've called me to do here at Sunshine USA. And Lord, I pray that you'll keep your hand upon me, protect my health, and help me to live long enough to complete the assignment that you've given me. And Lord, I pray for each of the listeners of Sunshine USA. Lord, I know that our listeners have so many different needs. Financial needs, material needs, needs for jobs, needs for marriages to be healed and restored, a need for businesses to prosper, a need for sick bodies to be healed. Lord, we thank you so much that you are so powerful. And there's no prayer request too big or too small for you, God. You can do it all. We thank you so much for that. And now, Lord, I want to pray that you'll give me the words to say that somebody needs to hear. Don't let me say anything, Lord, you don't want me to say. And Lord, help me to say everything you want me to say. And Lord, we want to be careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for all you do through this broadcast. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, now we're ready to get started in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. And here we see where Paul says... Let me turn on my light here so I can see it a little bit better. He says, finally, when we could stand it no longer, we decided to stay here at Athens. Now, you'll notice he says, we decided to stay in Athens. Now, Paul had quite a number of people that worked with him. I've said this before, and I'll probably say it many times yet to come, and that is the fact that Paul recognized that effective ministry is a team effort. It is not a solo performance. It is a team effort. Paul had men like Barnabas and Silas and Luke and others that worked with him day and night. And no doubt, Paul could not have done some of the things he did in the ministry without the help of other people. And that's why it's so important for us as Christians to belong to a local New Testament church. Because no church can do everything through just the efforts of the pastor. Now, it's great that you have a pastor that wants to do everything, but most pastors understand they cannot do everything. They need help from the congregation, and that's where you come in. That's where we come in. Because no man is a one-man crusade. No man can do everything. Paul says, finally, when we could stand it no longer, we decided to stay alone in Athens. And we sent Timothy to visit you. He is our brother and God's co-worker in proclaiming the good news of Christ. We sent him to strengthen you and to encourage you in the faith and to keep you from being shaken by the troubles you were going through. But you know that we are destined to have such troubles, even while we were with you. We warned you that troubles would come, and they did, as you well know. That is why, when I could bear it no longer, I sent Timothy to find out whether your faith is still strong, and I was afraid that the tempter had gotten the best of you, and that our work there had become useless. Now, this, of course, gets to the heart and soul of the reason why Paul wrote the first letter to Thessalonica in the first place. He had sent Timothy to Thessalonica so that he could give Paul a progress report on how the church was doing. Now, Paul spent anywhere from 3 weeks to 3 months in Thessalonica planting a church there, getting a church started. And Paul was very eager to find out how this church was doing. He was afraid that the church had fallen victim to false teaching. False teaching was running rampant in the days of Paul. And of course, that's nothing new to us because it's running rampant here in the United States as well as in other countries around the world. I mean, I thank God for Christian radio and Christian television and the internet. It's a wonderful thing. But yet, because of these things, we find that false teachers have quite a foothold. That's why you can't automatically accept something just because you hear it on a Christian radio or television program, or because you hear it even in a church. Because Satan has people that are working for him and peddling false doctrine in all kinds of places. And like I say, this gets to the heart of the very reason why I tell you to spend time every day in the Word of God. Because spending time every day in the Word of God is the best way to protect yourself from false teachers. Paul goes on to say, but now Timothy has just returned, bringing us good news about your faith and love. He reports that you always remember our visit with you and that you want to see us as much as we want to see you. So we have been greatly encouraged in the midst of our troubles and suffering. Now, notice one thing that Paul says to the church at Thessalonica. And he says this about himself as well. There's always going to be trouble and trials. There's always going to be trouble and trials. I know that all of us wish that we lived in a trouble-free world. And that would be a wonderful thing. But realistically, it's not likely to happen. If you've been a Christian for any great length of time, you know that troubles and trials and tribulations, they come. They happen. It's bound to happen. It will always happen. But of course, the Lord is like a holy shock absorber. He gives us the ability to face the troubles and trials that we encounter. And that's a good thing. We know that the Lord is able to strengthen us and to protect us from false doctrine. But there again, that is why we have to spend time every day with God in prayer and Bible study. I tell you, someone that spends time every day in prayer and Bible study, they're not going to be affected too much by false doctrine. They're readily going to be able to tell that which is true and that which is not true. But when you have Christians out there who rarely open the Word of God for themselves, who spend little or no time in prayer, when dangerous doctrines come along, they fall victim to it because they really don't know what they believe. And even if they know what they believe, they don't know why they believe what they believe. So Paul sends Timothy to the church at Thessalonica. Timothy brings back a positive report. And that positive report becomes the basis for Paul's letter of 1 Thessalonians. He wants to write to them and encourage them so that they will continue remaining true to the faith and they'll remain strong enough to resist all the false teaching that's going on. And needless to say, Paul is delighted that the work he has done has survived. You know, it's very interesting. They say the real test of a pastor is to take a look at what happens to the church after he leaves. If the church continues to thrive and grow, it's a sign that you had a pretty good pastor while your pastor was with you. If the church tends to fall apart, it does not speak very well of the pastor. Ideally, the pastor wants to leave the church strong so that the church can continue to grow and flourish even after he's gone. Amen. And so as we read the rest of this third chapter in 1 Thessalonians, we find that Paul spends a lot of time simply encouraging the believers at Thessalonica to remain true to the Lord, to remain strong in the faith, and to encourage each other, to lift each other up. Unfortunately, the church today has become a place where we as Christians judge other people. We criticize other people, when really we need to be praying for them and lifting them up in prayer. That's what we need to be doing. Someone has said it's sad that the Christian army is the only army in the world that shoots its own wounded. Sad but true. Amen. Well, let's read on. Paul says, how we thank God for you, because of you, we have great joy as we enter into God's presence. Night and day we pray earnestly for you, asking God to let us see you again, to fill the gaps in your faith. So Paul has a desire to eventually go back to Thessalonica. And he wants them to know that it is his desire to come back. Now, Paul is very realistic. He doesn't know from one day to the next what his day is going to be like. Bear in mind, Paul spent a lot of time in jail. And Paul was a very ambitious person. He always wanted to go to new places and spread the gospel. So he realized, maybe I will get to go back to Thessalonica, or there again I won't. He says, may God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus bring us to you very soon. And may the Lord make your love for one another and for all the people to grow and to overflow, just as our love for you overflows. May he, as a result, make your hearts to become strong and blameless and holy as you stand before God, our Father, when our Lord Jesus comes again with all his holy people. Amen. So here we have a reference to Paul looking forward to the rapture. And Paul has decided to use the rapture to comfort the church at Thessalonica. He lets them know that one of these days, and one of these days soon, Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth. You know, I find it very interesting that Paul felt the same way that we do, that the second coming of Christ was imminent. It could happen at any moment. Paul felt that way, and of course, we feel that way too. All throughout my life, I've heard that the second coming of Christ could happen anytime. And many preachers that have told me that over the years have since died and gone on to heaven through the physical death experience. But one of these days, Christ is coming back to this earth in the form of the rapture. Now, one of the things that we probably understand even more than Paul did is the fact that the second coming of Christ will take place in two parts. The first is the rapture. And there's no other prophecy that needs to be fulfilled before the rapture can take place. We thank God for that. The rapture could take place anytime and all of a sudden without warning. And the important thing here is for us to be ready. We don't know when he's coming back, but that's not really important. The important thing is for us to be ready for the second coming of Christ. Now, the next big event will come 7 years later at the end of the tribulation period. This will be the literal second coming of Christ. Now, here, the Lord will actually set foot on the earth, and all the enemies of God and Israel will be defeated at the Battle of Armageddon. And coming with Jesus at that time are all the saints that have gone on before. And this will usher in the millennial reign of Christ. Now, as I've said before, I don't spend a lot of time on this broadcast talking about what life is going to be like during the Great Tribulation period. I do spend time talking about it when we come to it, because those of you that are left behind, you need to know what's going to happen during the tribulation period. But we as Christians, we're not going to be here. I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be up in heaven. I will be moving into my heavenly mansion. I'll be reunited with all my Christian friends and relatives that have gone on before. And man, let me tell you, I can hardly wait for that day to come. Man, it's going to be so exciting. And it's going to be exciting for you too, if you're born again, if you know Christ as your Savior. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, I can't think of a better day than today, right now, to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. It'll be the most important decision that you'll ever make. And it's the only thing that you'll ever do that will matter 100 years from now. 100 years from now, it won't matter how many homes you have. It won't matter how much money you have in the bank account. It's not going to matter how much money you have in the stock market. All that's going to matter is whether or not you know Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Now that brings us to the end of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. And next time we'll be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. So if you haven't read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 yet, you need to go ahead and do so. Then after that, we'll come to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, which is the final chapter in 1 Thessalonians. Then we'll go into 2 Thessalonians. Now, as I said at the beginning of this broadcast, starting with the very next broadcast, all of our broadcasts will be exclusively on blogtalkradio.com/bizradio. That's B-I-Z radio. And I hope that you will go there and continue enjoying the podcasting ministry of Sunshine USA. Also, going forward into the future, we're going to be doing more things on Facebook Live. And I'm going to be doing more things on the YouTube channel as well that we have. So I hope that you'll keep that in mind. I really do believe that the calendar year 2024 is going to be a major year of expansion for us here at Sunshine USA. We're going to start doing things that we've never done before. And we need you to pray for us. God will be with us. That God will help us to make all the progress we can at claiming this world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, if you have a prayer request or Bible study question, you can still contact us by email. The best way to contact me is by one of two email addresses that I have. One is warrenlandis@yahoo.com. And the other one is warrenlandis@gmail.com. Now, if you want to contact me by snail mail, that's the old-fashioned way. You can do that, too. My snail mail address is Warren Landis, 80 Thruston Street. That's T-H-R-U-S-T-O-N, 80 Thruston Street, apartment 8510, Greenville, South Carolina, 29605. That's Warren Landis, 80 Thruston Street. Apartment 8510, Greenville, South Carolina, 29605. And like I say, I would just love it to hear from you. So until next time, this is Warren Landis saying goodbye. God bless you. And guess what? I'm going to see you next time on Sunshine USA. Stay tuned.